With Montana News, I'm Maxine Speyer. A Montana judge has dismissed a deliberate homicide charge against a man who spent 15 years in prison for a murder he said he didn't commit. The Great Falls Tribune reports the charge against 38-year-old Richard Burkhart was dismissed last week after Cascade County prosecutors said they did not have enough evidence to convict Burkhart of killing William Ladeau in 2001. A judge vacated Burkhart's conviction in November 2016 and ordered a new trial. Prosecutors had refiled the homicide charge before moving to dismiss. The Montana Innocence Project found evidence that someone in juvenile detention reported his cellmate confessed to killing Ladeau, while a witness who testified against Burkhart admitted lying on the stand. Montana Innocence Project legal director Larry Manch says Burkhart could have a parole hearing as early as next month. Cascade County is still investigating the murder. A judge is taking action against two Oregon refuge occupiers, including Anaconda's Ryan Payne, after Facebook photos showed they violated their release conditions by visiting the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. U.S. District Judge Anna Brown has moved up John Ritzheimer's date to surrender to prison from February 15th to January 12th. She also forbade Ritzheimer from having contact with any defendant from either the Oregon or Nevada standoff cases. Brown ordered Ryan Payne to return to home detention in Las Vegas. Both men have pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy in the armed occupation of a national wildlife refuge in southeastern Oregon in 2016. Crude oil prices hit a new high today. Edward O'Brien has more on what that means for consumers and what's left of Montana's oil producers.
U.S. crude notched above $61 a barrel Wednesday. That's the first time that's happened in 2.5 years. According to the Montana Petroleum Association's Alan Olson, that's encouraging news for the industry.
We're cautiously optimistic that it's going to continue on an upward slope.
The oil price spike is being fueled by strong economic data from the United States and Germany, and in part by growing political unrest in Iran. Iran produces nearly 4 million barrels a day, and any disruption there could send prices higher. The director of the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research, Patrick Barkey, says oil production is booming in Texas and North Dakota, not so much in Montana.
The way capacity and oil production is commonly measured is by the number of drilling rigs that are out in the field. And in Montana, that number has been less than 5 and has been 0 many months over the last few years.
The Petroleum Association's Alan Olson hopes this boom in oil prices and production works its way down to Montana producers.
I've been involved in the industry for about 40 years now, and I haven't seen a downturn like this in Montana until the last couple of years. We've got 2 active drilling rigs working in Montana now. My discussions with them, they're going to keep planning on drilling.
What could this oil price spike mean for consumers? The BBER's Patrick Barkey points out that crude oil prices are only one of many factors that determine the cost of gas and diesel at the pump.
They're affected by events at refineries. Certainly the hurricanes had an effect because they took out a lot of refinery capacity, particularly in other parts of the country. The price we pay at the pump is not independent of crude oil prices, but a lot of other things go into that as well.
Crude oil futures prices closed at $61.63 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange Wednesday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A Minnesota man died in an avalanche while he was snowmobiling about 19 miles north of West Yellowstone in Montana. Gallatin County officials say the 40-year-old was caught in the avalanche late yesterday afternoon on the west side of Sage Peak in the southern Madison Range. The Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center says the man triggered the slide and was buried under 3 feet of snow. Fellow riders dug him out, but he died at the scene. This is the 4th fatal avalanche in the nation this season and the 2nd deadly slide in Montana since October. Montana's Northern Cheyenne Tribe has narrowly voted to re-elect the tribal president who was ousted by the tribal council in October. The Billings Gazette reports preliminary results indicate Jace Kilsback received 541 votes, 2 more than challenger Donna Fisher in Tuesday's special election. The tribal council voted 9-1 to oust Kilsback in October, arguing he was neglecting his duties and violating tribal bylaws. Kilsback argued the allegations came from a small group of dissidents and the decision was made without him having a chance to respond. The Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs eventually found the council acted within its authority to remove Kilsback from office. Curtis Elkshoulder, spokesman for the tribe's interim president, says Fisher said she didn't plan to challenge Tuesday's results. Barring a recount, Kilsback will be inaugurated on January 15th. It's no longer illegal under Montana law to start up your vehicle and leave it running unattended. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports, that's one of the bills that passed the 2017 Montana legislature.
Representative Alan Doan says his bill came about because a police officer told the Billings Gazette state law prohibits drivers from leaving their idling cars.
And I thought, oh, no way, not in today's day and age. And so I looked up the law, and sure enough, we had an old archaic law in the books.
The Republican from Bloomfield calls his House Bill 241 the Remote Start Protection Act because many drivers often use it, especially in the winter.
With the new technology, auto start technology, things like that, I thought, boy, here everybody's breaking the law just because the law hasn't kept up with the times, and I thought it was time to change that.
All of Doan's colleagues in the 100-member House signed on as co-sponsors of the bill, which easily sailed through the regular session. Governor Steve Bullock signed the bill into law last February. It became effective immediately. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.